Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. Sorry I'm running late to the line, but I'm glad you all have came on. Today we have an exciting topic. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the topic that we will talk about today, coming strictly from Scriptures, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. Bless every person that will tune in now on the line and will come in on the archives later. We give you the praise today and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is, life is not a competition, it's a journey. You find so many people nowadays that's competing against one another, sports and all kind of stuff, even the church, competing who preached the best, who sang the best. But life is not a competition, it's a journey that God has you on. You know, many biblical figures was called upon to undergo epic journey like Moses, leading his people out of slavery, and Jesus teaching the way of God throughout the Middle East. The critical element of a journey is having a mission you aim to fulfill that is almost always met with adversity and doubt. In those difficult times of the journey, we can be inspired by the Word of God to give us strength and direction. You know, I'm going to list a few things that I found in the Bible that will refer to journey, and I hope you be blessed with it. Over in 1 Kings 19 and 4, verse 4 says, "While he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, he came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. 'I've had enough, Lord,' he said. 'Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors.'" Here, he was on a journey in the Word of God in the wilderness. You know, they had told the church about your love. Please send them on their way in a manner that honor God. You'll find that in 3 John 1 and 6. You're going to hear about all the journeys God took people on in the Bible. So why you think we are not on a journey? Deuteronomy 10 and 11 say, "Go, the Lord said to me, and lead the people on their way, so that they may enter and possess the land I swore to their ancestors to give them." Here's God telling you to go. If he's telling you to go to lead his people, that means you're on a journey, because you don't know where all he's going to lead you. You on a journey. Over in Exodus 3 and 18, "The elders of Israel will listen to you. Then you and the elders are to go." Here they're telling you to go again. That's a journey. "To the king of Egypt and say to him, 'The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, have met with us. Let us take a 3-day journey into the wilderness to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God.'" Here is showing they are journeying just like with us. We are on this land journeying. You know how you move from this place to that place? You move from this house to that house. You move from city to city, from state to state, from country to country. That means God is sending you on a journey. So think about the life he have planned for you, the mission he have planned for you. If you're an evangelist, you traveling from place to place. He didn't mean for you to stay at home in one section on one little acre. For the people to learn what God has for you, you have to make a journey. You know, over in Exodus, the 40th chapter and the 36th verse, "In all the travel of the Israelites, whenever the cloud lifted up far above the tabernacle, they were set out." That means when they set out, they was on a journey. They didn't stay there. They were set out of the tabernacle. They didn't stay there. Over in Ezekiel 8 and 21, it says, "There by Abel Canal, I proclaim a fast, so that we might humble ourselves before our God and ask him for a safe journey for us and our children with all our possessions. A lot of you all that have college students, grandchildren going to college, they're fixing to take a journey. They're fixing to leave from home, from around their surroundings. They're going to a new place, a far country, a far city, another state. They're fixing to journey. Here in Genesis 29 and 1, it's telling us, then Jacob continued on his journey and came to the land of the eastern people. Here Jacob was on a journey. So why not us? Here in Jeremiah 29 and 11, the word of God says, for I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plan to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. That means your hope and your future that God have planned for you is not necessary right there at that same location where you are. You got the journey to where he's going to take you. Over in John 4 and 6, Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tried as he was, he was tired from his journey. He sat down by the well. It was about noon. Now here at Jacob's well, here Jesus ended up. He was traveling. He was on a journey. He sat down by the well. Over in Proverbs 22 and 6. Verse 6 says, start children up on the way they should go. That's what the Bible is telling us. And even when they are old, they will not turn from it. Some of them might stray, but they're going to come back to what they were taught and how they started off. You know, you say Johnny and Billy and Susan, they gone away. Well, they had to take that journey. They had to see something God was showing them. But he returned them back home from that far journey. Over in Psalms 23 and 4, it says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Here God letting us know, we're going to walk through the valley in the shadow of death, but fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff will comfort me. That lets you know, you're going through a journey. While we're here on earth, we're going to go through a journey. You might be going through a journey right now on your job. You might be going through just like this pandemic. People have been going through a journey on this pandemic. Some had to stay where they were for such a time as this. Some may have left just in time before it hit, but they was on a journey. A year and a half on a steady journey. Over in Psalms 91 and 1 it said, But he will command his angels concern you to guard you in all your ways. That means no matter where you go, God is going to keep you. He's going to watch over you while you on that journey. His angels are going to be watching over you. When you left home this morning, you left on a journey, whether you was going on your job, whether you was going to the grocery store, wherever you was going, you was on a journey. God guided you on that journey to get you to point A, to point B, to point C, to point D. Here you was on a journey. And Psalms 119 and 105 says, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. That means you still journeying. Psalms 146 and verse 9 said, the Lord watches over the foreigners and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the way of the wicked. Here God is watching over everyone all around the world, not just us. He's watching day and night over everybody. Over in Romans 15 and 24, I thought I'd take you through the scriptures this morning. On journey. Verse 24 say in Romans 15, I plan to do so when I go to Spain. I hope to see you while passing through and to have you assist me on my journey there. After I have enjoyed our company for a while. Here, he's going to take you in Spain, Germany, Brazil, Argentina. Wherever you go, you're on a journey. God is looking out for you. When you get in an airplane, a lot of people don't like to fly, but when you fly, God is taking you on a journey. Think about all the cities and the states you're going to encounter. If you're traveling in a car, you're driving. Think how you hit 10 states. You journey from one state to the other. God is preparing you and taking you through. Over in Mark 10 and 17, it says, as Jesus started on his way, a man ran to him and fell on his knees before him. He said, good teacher, he asked, what I must do to inherit eternal life? Here this man started out on a journey. And here when he met Jesus, the teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Over in Numbers 9 and 13 it says, but if anyone who is ceremoniously clean and not on a journey fail to celebrate the Passover, they must be cut off from their people for not presenting the Lord's offering at the appointed time. They will bear the consequence of their sin. Here, excuse me, they was on a journey for the celebration of the Passover. And that was a big journey. Over in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, it says, one of my favorite scriptures, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. That means if he's going to make your path, that means you're on a journey. You got to trust in. You can't trust in yourself because you can't take yourself nowhere. If it wouldn't be for the Lord, we wouldn't be on this phone today. If it wouldn't be for the Lord, I wouldn't have came up with this topic on journeying. And life is not a competition. It's a journey. So many people are having competition with one another, whether it was dressing, how you dress, how you talk, how you sing, how you minister. What kind of car do you drive? What kind of house are you in? How much money do you have in the bank? How many credit cards do you have? How many people are in your church? That's competition. But God is letting us know life is not a competition. It's a journey. So many people are trying to compete against different people. For what? God have us all on a journey. Over in Judges chapter 18, verses 5 and 6, then they said to him, please inquire of God to learn whether our journey will be successful. The priest answered them, go in peace. Your journey has the Lord's approval. Don't you know we have God's approval today? When you got to your place of employment, God journey you there to that job. You're in hopes when you leave that job, he's going to journey you back to your next location, whether it be to the store, whether it be to the filling station, to your home. You in hopes that you're going to journey back to the place that you started from. And if you don't, God will already direct you to where you need to go. He's directing our every step, you all. We are on a journey in life. It's not about competition. It's about serving the Lord. It's about giving God the praise, giving God the glory, because he wants to do all for us. He sacrificed his life for us that we may have the right to the tree of life. And when you think about that journey, oh, my, we all going to take a journey one day, an eternal journey. And just think about that. Don't you want to be on that journey to heaven one day? Don't you want to do what God have called and commissioned you to do? I know I do. I don't know about you, but I'm preparing myself because I know one day I got to take a journey. I don't know how soon or when, but I want to be ready when that journey, when that everlasting journey comes. I want to be doing what God have called me to do on my journey. And I hope all of you that's listening today, y'all thinking about that. All the scriptures I have given you so far talking about journey. And it's more scriptures in the Word of God, but I picked out a few today to let people know it's not about competition. It's about the journey God puts you on. If he puts you on the minister, that means you on that journey. You don't know where it may lead, just like with Jonah. Jonah was on a journey. He was the one chose not to go on a journey God had sent him on. But at the very end, what happened? He had to fulfill what God had put him on, no matter how much you run. Like the cliche say, you can run, but you can't hide. You can run all you want, but until you have completed that journey that God have you on, you might as well continue on doing what God told you to do. And my last scripture is Genesis 12:1-2. The Lord has said to Abraham, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. Oh, my. I saved the best one for last. The Lord has said to everyone that's on this line, go from your country, your people, your mother and father household, to the land I will show you. I will make you, not your family, I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make you, your name great, and you will be a blessing. My. When you think about how good that is, when God sent you on a journey, do you see the rewards when you follow the journey of God? For all the fivefold ministries that's listening in today, I hope you got something out there. If God called you to something, follow the journey God put you on. Don't let nobody deviate the journey God have you on. So many times, we are looking at competition. Don't worry about Bobo Sam Sausage Head doing this. Say, God, I'm going to stay the course. You put me on this track, that's where I'm going. Until you tell me that you taking me off, then I'm going to move. But until then, I'm going to continue on following the way and the instruction you have given me. Because the instruction you give me, I won't lose. I won't go astray. I'm going to follow what you say, Lord. And when we do that, oh, my, just think. When we follow the instructions of God, everything is going to work out. So we have to follow the example of God and do what he say do. So I thank you. This was a short broadcast today because I'm following it, the journey he have me on. And that's going to the prison when I get off the line. That's the journey he have me on. So that means I got to be about my father's business. It ain't about Sadie. It ain't about what all Sadie want to do today. I have a journey that he has me on. So I have to follow that journey. In the name of Jesus. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for everyone that tuned in today or will tune in later on the archive. We give you glory. We give you all that we have, Lord. let us know without a shadow of a doubt, life is not a competition. It is a journey. So until next week, you all be blessed. Love each and every one of you all. And hope to be with you all again next Wednesday with another exciting topic. Have a wonderful and a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.